What? You just said? I trust you. That's who? This stuff is like, nobody pays attention, just signs it. But you'll see it big for yourself, okay? This is the amount you say you owe. You claim that you owe the IRS. Now, another part of the 1040 form, which I cut out and put next to each other for you to see what you really are doing when you do sign this form, is a big language on the left, huge, says sign here. Next to that, you see this very small writing, which I made big for you, the key part of it. It says, under penalties of perjury. Huh, what does that mean? That means you're signing things under oath. You swear, just like before a judge or a jury, everything you say is true, correct, and complete. No different than a court of law. You lie, you'll be in trouble. You dare not lie before a judge or a jury on the penalty of perjury. That's exactly what you're doing here. We signed that 1040 confession trap form, okay? So you're giving a government the permission to put you in prison if everything on that form is not true, correct, and complete, and you owe the IRS money, okay? And folks, that's what this Judge Krupa did. These steps were used by U.S. Task Force Judge Krupa, and yet when the IRS came after her, Judge Krupa did not even try to put up a defense and go to trial, but instead pled guilty to reduce her sentence to only 34 months. Okay? Now, let me ask you, folks. Does Judge Krupa more about tax law or H&R Block, your accountant, your CPA, or your tax lawyer? Which one can defend you better in case you get charged criminally? And these people or Judge Tax Court Judge Krupa? She's one of the very few legal tax authorities in the whole United States of America. Yet, Judge Krupa would not even try to go to trial. She could have said, other than right, I'm a judge of tax court judge. There's a regular federal district court judge. He's a regular judge. It's fine, but I'm the tax court judge. I know the law better than that IRS agent, U.S. attorney, lawyer, or this regular federal judge in his trial. So what I say is correct and true. I did it all just fine. She could have done that, but she chose not to. Because she knew that you cannot defend a 1040 income tax confession trap form and all the statement and all the attachment and all the forms you attach to it. And she was looking at going to prison for up to 25 years when it stacked up all the charges or just signing some pieces of paper and making some mistakes for it. Yep. So, if, like Judge Krupa, you file 1040 income tax confession trap forms, your chance of going to jail, prison, are over 10 times higher. And if you do not file, folks, it's really worse than that even. By the way, if you want to see what I'm talking about, Judge Krupa, I'm not making up, folks, it's all right here. This article came out April 4, 2016, and Forbes, that former U.S. Tax Court Judge Krupa, indicted for tax evasion, and then on top of that, conspiracy and obstruction of tax charges, okay? So here's the other article, that Judge Krupa was sentenced along with her husband, okay? For how long? There it is. You see out here, Diane Krupa, sentenced to 34 months in prison. That's a good deal. Yes, good deal. She made a deal, you know, to go for a, you know, lesser time, supposedly, you know, by, you know, making the deal. Instead of 20, 25 years, it only made 34 months. Yes. If she got defended, how can you? Now, it gets worse. Check this out, folks, okay? Look at the official numbers I got here from the IRS's criminal investigation report, okay? So this is shows the criminal cases of the IRS's criminal division. On the top, you see combined results. On the bottom is non-filers only. So the top right is year 2015, and then the years, each year goes to the left. On the far left, you see in the top year 2021. Four rows below that, you see number of people sentenced in each of these years, 2015 through 2016-21 on the left. Look at the circles on the top right, 3,000 plus people were put in prison by the IRS in 2015. On the left, you see over 2,000 people in the year 2018 were put in prison. And on the far top left, you see the circle of over 1,200 people were put in prison by the IRS. Now, the bottom half is a non-filer. By the way, I have to get this information from different places and put them together in one place. They were not just right there combined. I combine them so you can easily see this for yourself. The bottom half is non-filers alone, people who do not file. So you see the heading of that is from 2015 on the bottom right all the way through 2016 on the, you know, bottom left. Okay, and 2021, I'm sorry. So for non-filers, on the bottom right is just over 160 people. As opposed to over 3,000 people that went to prison, right? Only not even 10% of them were non-filers. Look at everybody, filer or non-filer combined on the top center, the circle there. Over 2,100 filer or non-filer combined went to prison, but the non-filer at the bottom was only over 100. That's less than 5%. And look at the left circles. Everybody combined was over 1,200 people that IRS put in prison. And look at their left, non-filers, under 90, less than 10%. The vast numbers of people IRS put in prison are people who file 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Yes, folks, the risk of filing 1040 income tax forms, okay, versus not filing are right now, I'm going to put it in front of you. Yes, we're going to evaluate these risks together. It's pretty obvious. See, on the right, risks when you end the voluntary process of filing and paying on 1040 tax returns when you join the Restore Freedom Plan, and the risks are none, zero. With Freedom Law School, plan to restore freedom for all Americans, there's zero. On the other hand, if you keep filing because you think that's a safe thing to do, well, a lot of those risks. So many I have to go and split these in different screens to go over them for you, okay? Here is number one. You give up your right to be silent and not give any information to the government that they can use against you to put you in prison. You see, folks, you have a right to remain silent, just like you have a right to speech and speaking freely. But you give up your right to be silent, and now the IRS can use it against you. As a non-filer, you tell the IRS nothing. There's nothing that you say yourself that could be used against you. So that's benefit number one when you don't file. But when you file, give information for the IRS to use against you. Next. You sign under oath under penalty of perjury, same as if you were before a judge and a jury, everything on the 1040 income tax confession form is true, correct, and complete. Yep. You're swearing under oath. And next, you confess also that you have taxable income and owe the IRS money. Boom, boom. Double confessions. You have taxable income that's subject to tax imposed on it, and you owe the IRS money. You say you owe the IRS money. IRS doesn't have to come after you. You put the rope around your neck. It's IRS. All you, $10,000, $100,000, whatever number, here it is. You can come take my property if I don't pay you. What I say under oath, I owe you. Right? Next, you cannot change your mind. Oh, I made a mistake. Gee, I didn't want to say that. Nope. Sorry, you cannot change your mind. Once you say it, you owe the IRS money, you owe it. Uh-uh. There's no appeal in your confession that you owe the IRS money to a higher level. Okay? Whereas when you don't file, guess what? You can appeal it. You see, when you don't confess and rat again yourself that you owe the IRS money on your oath, you've said nothing. They could use it against you. You don't confess you owe them anything. And there's nothing you don't need to appeal because you didn't hang yourself to try to take the rope away from your neck. You remain free from the get-go when you don't file. But when you file, it gets even worse. Then, with the last two on this page, you beg the IRS to accept all your business expenses, deductions, credit, and other breaks that you claim on the 1040 income tax confession form. Yep. You put the burden of proof and ask IRS to accept those. And therefore, you give the IRS permission to audit you to have you prove your business expenses, deductions, credits, and other breaks that you claim on the 1040 income tax confession form. You don't want to file anything with the IRS. You're not making any business expense, credits, or deduction, the breaks you're claiming to prove later or to be audited. There's nothing to audit. There is no tax return to audit when you don't file it. See? If you don't want to audit, just don't file. Solve that problem easy. Let's go to the next page. There's more. Like I mentioned earlier, you put the burden of proof on yourself to prove all of the expenses, deductions, credits, and other breaks you claim on your 1040 income tax confession form. If you lose the audit, you will end up the IRS more taxes, penalties, and interest. How much? Who knows? Could be a little, could be a lot. You will have to hire an accountant, CPA, and or tax attorney and pay them, who knows, unknown amounts of money to try to keep you from owing the IRS more money. You see, folks, when you don't file, there's no losing the audits because there's no audit to begin with to lose. You don't have to hire an accountant, CPA, or tax attorney that pay much of money because there's no audit to begin with. Huh? Want to avoid all the costs, more tax, penalty interest? Have an audit. Do a file tax return by not filing at all in the first place. Now, you may lose the audit and end up owing the IRS more tax, penalty, and interest, right? You tell the IRS where your bank account, investments, home, and other property is for IRS to steal. That's right, folks. On the 1040 form, you list all your real estate, investments of any kind, bank account, your job, whoever pays you money, So if they down the road want to steal your money, they can easily go, oh, here, here's his bank account. We'll take it. Oh, he works here. We'll take his paycheck. He made it easy under oath. You gave him correct information where your money is for the IRS to go easily and simply steal. When you do a file at 1040 income tax confession form, you don't tell them where your bank account is. Your job is paycheck, your assets and investments. The IRS does not have so readily sourced easily from your own mouth where your money's to steal. On top of that, for each and every 1040 income tax confession form that you file, you may be convicted of three separate federal tax crimes and go to prison for up to 9 years. That's for each single 1040 income tax confession form. And usually they come after you for multiple 1040 income tax confession problems before they come after you, like 3 to 5 years, like Judge Krupa, because they want to show to the jury that this is a pattern. It was a deliberate pattern. You did this thing, not just a one-time mistake. So when they come after you for 9 years for four different tax confession forms, that's 36 years, folks, of prison you could be looking at for signing simply four 1040 income tax confession form. Don't want to risk it? Don't file 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Easy. But there's more. If the IRS decides to put you in prison, okay, you will have to pay a tax lawyer hundreds of thousands of dollars or more to defend you. Yep. Those tax lawyers are not cheap. You have that much money saved up in bank account, in investments, just in case the IRS calls upon your 1040 income tax confession forms to prove them before a jury, or you don't have it, well, you will not get that good of a decent defense, and you might end up going to prison, right? If the IRS tries to put you in prison and there is an error on your 1040 tax form, whether it is the fault of your accountant or tax preparer, practically you have to prove that the mistake was inadvertent and not an attempt by you to evade your fair share of taxes. Yes, they put on you practically to prove you innocent, even though you signed the form that somebody else, the tax preparer, prepared for you that you do not even understand. You signed his doggone form. You have to prove your innocence. You don't have to prove your innocence like that. File a 1040 income tax confession trap form. Don't put the rope around your neck in the first place. And you hope and pray that your accountant, CPA, or tax lawyers are really good at what they do and can keep the IRS from stealing your money and putting you in prison. Yep. You are signing a form, folks, that you do not even understand. Some tax preparer filled out the form here for you, CPA or lawyer, and just says, oh, the sign here. You're trusting that person. Is a tax preparer? Will he face prison for not filling the form wrong? Or will you? It's not them. It's you that faces prison time, even though they filled out the form that they told you by law. You must fill out the form. Otherwise, you go to prison for not signing this form. Isn't that crazy how they deceived us into doing the very thing that gives the IRS the power to put the rope around our neck? That's what signing a 1040 income tax confession form really is. On top of that, folks, you know, when you file a 1040 income tax confession trap form, You know your money and hard work is going to fund the corruption and criminality of the Washington, D.C. swamp gangsters. Yes, when you know that your money is being used and begin with the federal mafia. You see, until now, you didn't know. Until Freedom Law School, there was no law requiring you to fund the mob in D.C. But now you know. Now you can make a conscious decision, no longer be deceived, unwittingly, unknowingly, to fund the mob. Now you can choose to defund the mob by not filling out the 1040 income tax confession trap form. Okay, you can stop withholding all income tax from your paycheck. Yes, you can do that. It's on our website for free at freedomlawschool.org. And you can start restoring freedom instead. Let's go down and talk about benefits of filing 1040 income tax confession forms versus benefits of not filing income tax confession forms and joining a Restore Freedom plan. Okay? Now, the benefits of filing 1040 is you can put lower down payment for home loans and other loans and lower interest rate loans. Okay? Okay, generally speaking, you know, banks and lenders like to use the tax form as how much income you make to determine. Now, you can do without those. Yes, you can buy home and other loans without tax confession trap forms, but you put a less down payment and a lower interest rate with those forms. Okay, you get that little crumb. I admit that, okay? Also can get subsidized housing under Section 8 of federal law for, you know, poor people. They give you subsidized rent. They want tax confession forms to do that. Welfare payments, they want you to get slave before they give you welfare. And all the sources, breadcrumbs, they toss you away, you know, so that you happily remain a slave. You know, socialism, communism, slavery do have benefits. I admit it right there. Okay? But let's look at the right benefits of not filing income tax confession forms and joining the Restore Freedom Plan instead. Okay? By the way, folks, not that you are restored for your plan if you don't want to. You do these things, the five of the seven steps. You can do it on your own for free on our website. That's freedomlawschool.org, okay? So the key steps are there, the first five, okay? The six and seven steps are the best peak of it, but you can do it all for free by following the directions on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Benefits of not filing. If the IRS ever comes up to you, Freedom Law School will prepare proper responses, hire CPAs or attorneys to defend you, and guarantee that you will stay out of prison. Yep, that is number one. If you end up losing a tax case and the IRS takes any money from you, Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full. Now, where else have you ever heard of such a thing? What CPA? What tax attorney ever you heard of that says if you end up losing a case with them, if the IRS takes your money, that they will reimburse you? Does H&R Block does that? TurboTax does that? Your CPA accountant or tax lawyer, will they refund you? If the tax form they file for you, you end up losing on it, with you, and the IRS takes your money, a levy, will they reimburse you? No. Freedom Law School is the only place that offers such an incredible, unique guarantee for you. Okay? You have none of the risk of filing a 1040 income tax confession form, and your money and hard work will go toward restoring freedom, justice, peace, and prosperity for all Americans. You know you are part of something good. You by restoring a live and let live world, a love and let love world. You should not be left alone. Live your life as you want to. We all deserve that, folks. We all have a God-given right to be left alone to live our life as individuals and families the way we choose to. Not some dictator said, you do this, you don't do that. Give me your money by force because I don't know better what's good for you. See, that's the system that you'd be supporting by paying these guys. And I don't have to say in this video is all the crimes of the swamp and DC. That's another topic. Okay? So you can feel good in your decision to no longer support the DC criminal gangsters. Okay? Now, this is the whole same thing I just read to you in a little bit bigger print. You can pause the video if you want to read it again more easily if you choose. Okay? The bottom line is this, folks. You need to end filing income tax confession forms. By signing a 1040 income tax confession draft form, you can clearly now understand that you put the noose around your own neck. You give the IRS the power to audit you, into your bank account, steal your property, and put you in prison. See, truly, this cartoon does tell the whole story. You do it to yourself, folks, when you fill out these 1040 income tax confession draft forms. Okay? Now, folks, what I'm going to do now, I need to switch to the website. So the Restore Freedom Plan, folks, essentially is this, okay? I need to get this thing. Basically, what it is, folks, it's the plan where we all come together as Americans. And just like the founding fathers, as they said on their Declaration of Independence, they committed their lives, their fortune, and their second honor on the line for freedom. That was in 1776, the unanimous Declaration of Independence of the 13 American colonies, several years before the revolution was actually won. They declared that. Well, I declare that again. I am. And guess what, my friend? I invite you to join other fellow Americans like-minded with Freedom Law School. I've been on this quest for 31 years to educate and inform the American people of the criminality of the DC gang, the gangsters in Washington, D.C., and how you don't have to support them. You can be free because you are free. You just were deceived about all this stuff. So what you want to do, folks, if you go to our website, I'm going to bring it up right now, okay, for you. Okay, you'll see the 7 steps are right there on our website, freedomlawschool.org. To restore freedom, you want to take these 7 steps to free yourself from IRS fear, deception, robbery, slavery, and live free. Okay? And folks, you click on the star right here, and it takes you down to the 7 steps all right there. Okay? The first 5 steps are free. Okay? No problem. Do it on your own. Okay? Steps 6 and 7 are to join a real plan to restore freedom. Now, folks, this is not some talk. This is not some wishful thinking. This is not some depending on some white hats or some group out there, the good guys that you don't even know do something. No, this is about you individually take part in restoring freedom. You don't pay what you earn to the swamp. Do what the plan is. You take this money that you give to the swamp, keep most of it yourself, the majority of it yourself, and give a small portion of it to the Restore Freedom Plan, which Freedom Law School has created. And those funds are going to be distributed to all different freedom lawsuits, freedom news organizations that tell the truth, okay, to inform you, freedom lawsuits to restore freedom, and freedom news organizations tell you the truth, and to fund political campaigns of good, honest statesmen who believe in freedom, like former congressman, presidential candidate Ron Paul. We need more Ron Pauls in office, folks, but they need funding. They get the funding usually from the big banks and corporations, the crooks, because we, the American people, have given our money to the enemy in D.C. in income taxes, payroll taxes, and have nothing left to help these people. If you get into office to represent us, Now, we're freeing your pocketbooks for you and your family first and to restore freedom. So freedom lost to folks is just a middleman, a funnel. This is not for me to become a billionaire, but we are going to raise billions, and I mean with a B, federal income taxes, folks, are multi-trillion dollars. So if we just capture a few billion of it, just a few billion, to fund the freedom movement, can you imagine what difference that makes? It'll be huge because we have the truth on our side. We have the people on our side. What we lack that the enemy has is the money. With that money that they have, they own the banks, right? They own the big corporations. They own the media. They own the politicians. With the money, we can get all that back and return freedom to you and all America. So I invite you, folks, go to our website, freedomlawschool.org or restorefreedoms.org. Get you to the same place and start educating yourself first with step one. If you have not done so, arm yourself with the law based on U.S. government's official legal website that you are not required to file pay federal income taxes unless you're from citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. or a federal worker, right? Then I cover that you don't have to file tax forms. That's step two. Realize IRS is mostly bluff. That's a big one. You can take courage from the victories of Freedom Law School. Yes, me and our students have beaten the IRS many times. Step five, write to congressmen, lawmakers about the law. Demand that they show you the law that requires you to file income tax before you pay any. Join the Restore Freedom Plan. And then step seven, the word. Tell others about all this so our movement can grow. We can take back our freedom and country. So with that, folks, I want to share this with you. This was no accident that you discovered Freedom Law School videos. You've been looking for freedom. You've been wanting to know the truth and be free and prosperous and have a live and let live, love and let love world. To share with everybody around you your love. But folks, this is my way of sharing my love with each and every one of you. So I invite you folks to take this information, this love with everybody else. Family members, coworkers, friends, anybody you know. Let them know they don't have to file a 10 for income tax confession trap form. Put the rope around their neck. No. Just stop doing it. Every year you're doing the wrong thing. You got the jab every year thinking that's a safe thing to do. Oh, I do the same thing. Every year I get the jab. Well, you realize you were wrong all these years. You keep doing the wrong thing just because you've done it every year? Like a machine? Or do you stop? You stop. End the fog of 10 for income tax confession forms, tell others, and you can start enjoying a free, prosperous life and have America this way. Save lives. Don't support a swamp in D.C. and restore freedom and prosperity and greatness to America once again. Okay. Very good. Let's get your questions first. Then afterwards, I'll do a summary version off the record and maybe do all the recordings we got to do. Folks, I'm going to be putting more frequently asked questions on our Odyssey, Rumble, BitChute, these other channels, and our website. So you have common questions, you can get them answered. So I'm going to pre-record more of these things. And our frequently asked question. My website, I think, is how much you have on there right now. Yeah, we do have a few things on there. We're going to keep growing that. Yes, these things. It's going to be pretty helpful to you folks. We got to put some videos on. They will be doing that. Okay. So let's go to your questions, folks. I see, by the way, if you have the number to call is area code 657. What's the number? Let's see. Let's put it on the screen. 383 1-800-875-1755. Then when you get there, push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question, and then I'll take your questions one at a time. We have two callers. The first one is from area code 425, and the next one is from area code 662. So call from area code 425 for your privacy, give me only your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. This is Tom. I heard about you guys years ago, but then I heard about you again by the Stu Peters show, and that piqued my interest a couple weeks ago.
Very good. Good. How many years ago was it that you heard about us, and how was you heard about us the first time?
Man, I must have heard about you in, what, 2015 or something? And this latest time, I was just, you know, browsing the internet for, you know, BitChute and just looking around at stuff. And Stu Peters had an interesting show, so I checked that out and started digging into all your stuff. I don't know what it was, but your stuff hit me different this time. Yeah, I guess you just need to grow up. So there it is.
Okay, very well, Tom. And how may I help you?
All right. I don't want to destroy that other guy. I started with 3 questions. It's turned into 9. They're pretty juicy, so I'll probably hold it to maybe 2.
And I could come back to you if you want. Let me ask your questions now. We get the other caller, and I'll come back to you. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. So the main question, I work a typical 9-to-5, W-4, the whole thing, all right? I haven't been filing 1040s on or off. I'd have to go look at the exact years. But here's the big thing, right? I think the big hurdle for a lot of us is withholding. So I went to the withholding part of your page, and I read the whole thing, right? I kind of already know the kit and caboodle, right? When I start following I forget the name of the exact page. It's whatever. I'll look it up later. But your specific withholding instructions, I expect some serious pushback from just your average sort of person that works at the company. So what I'm concerned about, my question is this. Have you, in your experience with the Freedom Law, Law School students, has a company ever just straight up refused to process their withholding exemption instructions or just fired the person outright? And if so, is there any recourse for that?
I've never seen them fire anybody, number one. And I've never, mm-hmm. one of our students ever have not been successful being able to do this. Vast number of times, not a problem. They just, you know, the clerk at the company, the secretary, just takes the forms and files it, or the computer just does it automatically. Because it's your statement between you and the IRS. You are the one that is allowing the employer to steal from your paycheck and give it to the IRS. If you're the no W-4, the IRS, I mean, your employer would not be by law allowed to take your money and give it to the IRS. So what they have done to deception is they deceived employers to force you to fill out a W-4 form before they hire you. They convinced employers, you can't hire them without a W-4 form. See, so they have you do that. Otherwise, I've had no problem. One time I had a problem recently, back about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this company wanted to stop, but the lawyer they asked us, no. He said he was impressed. The lawyer said he was impressed with the legal thing we had in our paperwork. But he said, well, despite that, I'm going to recommend to the company to withhold from your paycheck anyway, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, on the safe side.
We will back the lawyer one more time. Hey, look, it's either tell us what we're wrong or follow the law as published on government's official legal websites. That's simple.
Yep.
Resign, let him get another lawyer. Okay,
yep.
If you don't want to do the job of doing legal research, you know, then let someone else do the job. Because you're afraid that you might get in trouble by giving the company bad legal advice. So either do it, do the job, tell us whether you're right or wrong, or give it to another lawyer. with a lawyer.
Okay.
Still said, well, no, I'm going to tell him to still go and take your money anyway, ignore your W-4 to be on the safe side. So I'm the guy. He had one of the two company owners on the phone, and we told the guy, look, this employee you like, he doesn't want to see you guys. The lawyer is supposed to represent you, your interests, and the employee's interests. But the lawyer is to protect you and the employee. He's pitting you two against each other. He's charging you, pitting you against each other. And you know, if your employee were to steal from you, you'd sue him. Well, you steal from him. You expect him not to sue you. He'll have to sue you. He doesn't want to sue you. So this lawyer is the one that's going to benefit because when he sues you as an employee, he's the one that started the whole thing because he's failing to do his job of telling you whether we're right or wrong. Is this the law or not? He doesn't say we're wrong, so he acknowledges we're right. But then he says, well, I'm just going to tell you to steal from an employee anyways. So once I talked to the employer about that, I said, look, you're not a lawyer? Or just go, what we got is right. It's simple, easy to understand. A few days later, the guy called me and says, Paymon, the employee went along with the W-4 that we had given, stop withholding. No problem. It's all good. That's the most difficult case I've had.
Awesome. Okay. I expected something sort of in that realm as sort of the worst level of cluster that could happen. But cool. I'm prepared for that. I'll tell you what, do you want to head off to that other person? We can catch up on the other questions later.
Sure. Let's do that. Yep. Let's go to the call from area code. Okay. Well, we got a call from area code 662, and we have another call from area code 860. So hang in there. I'm going to take both these calls. Okay, Tom, and we'll come back to you, my friend. Thank you very much for your courtesy to these other callers. So call from area code 662. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. My name is Mark. I heard from you on the Stu Peters show. I also heard from you last year. I think either on Brandon House or it was Stu Peters again. But the question I have, Paymon, is would it be the same process with a 1099?
What process are you referring to?
As far as all of your explanations on the 1040.
Sure.
So same for a 1099 as far as just don't file it.
Yep.
Okay. And like the previous caller, which I'm looking forward to your guys' questions again, that was great. What if an employer, as far as, when an employer offers it and requests it and you refuse it? Is that a problem? No.
Offers what? Refuse what? What do you mean?
Want you to fill out a 1099 for the year.
No, the employer does not fill out. You don't fill out a 1099. The third party may fill out a 1099 against you, send that to the IRS. You don't do that. They do it without your consent. That may happen.
Okay.
Just like a W-2 form, they send it to the IRS against your consent.
Now, how do I stop that?
Well, we're working on that. I don't have a simple, easy solution at this time to stop all IRS 1099s and W-2s and W-4s.
Yep.
We're working toward that. But at this point, even if they give it out, so what? It doesn't matter. The IRS doesn't use that stuff anyway. Anyways, in fact, in step three, I'm about to show this to you guys. In step three, we show you that the IRS back in 2016 formally decided to leave non-filers alone. Okay. As amazing as it sounds. But that's what we have. I'm going to bring it in front of you because this is the most amazing discovery I came up with. That just absolutely blew me away, this chart that the IRS shows us. This is the auditors of the IRS came up with this thing. Let me see if I can find it for you. I can find it for you right here. I think. Here we go. Let me see. I covered this in my previous presentations. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go. There it is. You see that? On the left, 2009 and 2010, the chart shows they used to come after almost a million nonprofits in 9 and 10, the years on the left. On the right, it goes down to 2016. Wow, look at that sharp drop. From about a million nonprofits, they went after less than 1,000. And guess what? Almost all of these people, there are people I said 1099 or W-2 form from their employer or third party. They want you to think, ooh, Garrish knows about you. They got that 1099 from that company. So they're nobody. They're watching you. The W-2 from the company, they know about you. But they don't. They're so incompetent and lazy, they don't even use this information. They really don't. In fact, it came out they destroyed last year about 30 million 1099s and other information reports. They just simply deleted them out of their computer systems. Whether they had not enough hard drive space, the computers were screwed up, they could have handled having all these 1099s. We don't know. But whatever it was, they're that incompetent. Computer was so screwed up, they had to dump 30 million 1099 records. And they don't use it anyways. See, they want you to believe they're watching you when they're not. All right?
Okay.
You hear the question?
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate that. I'm going to continue with the schooling, and I'm going to join the Freedom Law School. Like I said, I'm not one to take something for free, especially with what you're given.
Well, thank you for your support, my friend. You know, look, I tell everybody this straight up. You can do it by yourself, okay? Keep all your money for yourself and your family if you want to. The first 5 steps are free. I try to put as much stuff on there that you can use to stop going through your paycheck, stop filing 1040 income tax confession form, okay? And but those of you who really want to be part of Restoring Freedom, you want to be part of Restoring America, just greatness, this free country for ourselves and our children and grandchildren, that's what the Restore Freedom Plan was created, for you to be able to join hands and be able to tell your children and grandchildren. Grandpa was part of that restoration. We had the Soviet Union implode. We had the IRS implode. It was imploding anyways. But I was part of those that actually made sure it did happen and happen quicker. All right?
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed, and I'm going to pass it on. One last question. Should I pay my taxes this year?
You never owed any taxes this year to begin with. Taxes you owed in the first year. Place.
Right. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. I meant last year's taxes. Should I pay them in April? Probably not.
Whatever they took from you, they keep. Don't give them any more money, and don't give them any more paperwork.
Okay, got it.
Okay?
Got it.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome on restorefreedomrally.org, folks. It was a great event. Hope many of you did not miss it. But we're going to be putting on there the whole streaming of the event on Monday, the Monday. Is it on there yet, the Monday event? The Monday live stream should be on there by tomorrow. Okay, restorefreedomrally.org. By tomorrow, folks, we'll have the entire Monday will be there for free. My Tuesday and Saturday study will be there for free also. They might have little sound glitches. Don't worry about that. That's the unedited version we'll put on there. And later on, we'll update and change it to the professionally edited version also. But you'll have it all there for you. And here it is, folks, at restorefreedomrally.org. We have it on there, all that, if you missed it for you guys, okay? All right. Thank you very much, Mark, for your question. Let's go to our next caller from area code 863. Your first name. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Jan. I was at the Orlando rally last weekend. And my question is, I get a Florida state pension and I also receive Social Security. If I don't file, can't they just deduct from my Social Security whatever I owe every year?
Nope. You know, I used to give a 7-year guarantee. Guarantee that will not take your money. I'll reimburse you because I know how to properly challenge them. The reason, let me explain something to you. The reason they do those to people is because these tax accountants, CPAs, are incompetent. They pretend to know the law when they don't know the law. Okay, so let me show you it on my screen. If you go to step 3, folks, okay, on our website, okay, realize our IRS is going to bluff, okay? At the bottom of that, you see this video, why the IRS cannot simply steal your stuff. If you know how to challenge them like Freedom Law School does, I know tax law procedures. Accountants, CPA know near zero tax law procedure. If you challenge them, you can put them off for years, even if you were to lose, but hopefully you win, and you should win with Freedom Law School. But regardless, once you join Restore Freedom Plan, my friend, guess what? If we were to lose down the road, whatever they take from you, it will all be refunded to you by Freedom Law School, so you have no risk. Does that answer your question, Dan?
Is a Social Security taxable? I mean, is that considered federal?
Like it is federal money. Or? Federal money, but it's not taxable according to federal law.
Right, so they can't take up to 50% of it for whatever taxes they think I owe.
Not without you be able to challenge it first with Freedom Law School. So as you challenge it, they take zero. Number two, even if they lose, I'll reimburse you.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to, like, not file, and then at the end of the year, they just take whatever I owed automatically.
Okay, let me explain something to you guys, folks. I come from Iran. We have no rights there. And most of the world, people in the world, have no rights of free speech. Okay? In Iran, when I grew up in the 60s and 70s, if you criticize the government, you go to prison. Tortured. Disappeared, and, you know, who knows where you disappeared to. You had no jury trial, maybe a judge biased trial, and executed. You have no right to due process law. What does that mean? That means in most of the world, they can take your property, and then you have to try to take it back, hopefully. In America, there's a due process. You must be taken to court first or some kind of a court-like setting before they can take your stuff. That's right. That's called the due process of law, which is, I got to take me to court before you take my money. Right? So they cannot simply take your stuff. They simply take your stuff because you filed a 1040 confession form and said, I owe you money under oath. You swear you owe the IRS money. It's based upon that you give up your rights to due process and allow the IRS to move forward expeditiously. And on top of that, CPA accountants don't even know how to challenge the IRS anyways. That's how they get away with taking your money like that. If you know how to challenge them, the due process of law, demand a court hearing type of thing like I do, they're not going to take your money like that next year. Year or next year, that type of thing. You've got to watch this video, step 3. I explained to you in this video why the IRS cannot simply go to stop. That's a myth. The problem is that you don't know how to challenge them. If you know how to challenge them like Freedom Law School does. Okay? Got the difference?
Right. Okay. That's all I wanted to know, was that federal Social Security check, if that's protected.
Yep. You'll be fine, my friend.
Okay.
You'll be good.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Let's go back to our call from here, code 425. Tom had a lot of good questions. All right, Tom. What else do you got? One more, my friend.
I might actually save some of these for different ones because I don't want to go through my own questions today. That'd be kind of crazy. Let me think about this here. I'll get into the juiciest one here. It blew my mind during your history video when you said you spoke to Richard Mack. That was a crossover that I was not expecting. Are you thinking about ways to sort of build a cross-reinforcing structure between sympathetic judges and CSPOA? So that they don't railroad freedom law school people like they did. I don't know if Erwin Schiff exactly falls under that category, but I wouldn't put it past the courts to railroad people. Thinking of ways to maybe sort of build networks with sympathetic judges and CSPOA sheriffs to reinforce this movement.
Look, Sheriff Mack and I have been friends for over 25 years. Did you know that? Yes.
I had no idea.
And we've been friends since 1995, number one. Now, I don't need Sheriff Mack or his sheriffs. I defend myself. I know the law more than he does and his sheriffs. Look,
okay.
If you go to our website, okay, let's go to step four. I'm going to take you to that you see, take courage from our victories, okay? That's, you know, here. Okay, where is that card? Do we have a cartoon here? Oh, we have to put the cartoon here about the IRS at step four, okay? About the IRS being asked. Okay, let's do that tomorrow, okay? Look, I got a lot of victories against the IRS. Let me give you some of Fear of Loss of Victories here. Here we go. Maybe it's on this page. Here we go. Fear of Loss of Victories, okay? Look, the IRS has been looking at me since 1994 as a potential fraudulent tax process promoter and still unable to stop me, okay, from exposing him. Back in 2009, IRS came after me for $600,000+ for 13 years, had it all zeroed out, okay? So all these things I'm telling you, the documentation is there, okay? Just open up, you see more detail, everything attached, okay? Back in 2003, I thought I was maybe an abusive tax social promoter. In 2016, they closed that baseless investigation. My students have been here many, many times. I got them on our website. So I'm not sure, you know, why do you think I need them? I don't need them. I've beaten them, you know, many times. Our students have beaten them many times. Because I know the legal process and the challenge. Sheriff Mag is a friend of mine. In fact, I asked him to be there this time because he had not ever taking a close look at what I'm doing right now. Okay? This time he had a chance, and he was blown away. He said, wow, I didn't do all this stuff, Heyman. Thanks for having me come and exposing me to all this. Okay? Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, no, it does. I was kind of scared of a long-term thing. I think everyone, if you see some, you know, reticence to join Freedom Law School, I think people imagine the boogeyman of like the government kicking down your door, that sort of thing. Even if you do everything correctly, they just railroad you.
Wait.
One step
wait
at a time.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I have not filed income tax for, you know, regular income tax return for over 30 years. IRS knows about me. If based upon what you say, why am I not in prison?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why they not kick my doors and put me in prison? I'm a much bigger target than you or the average American. I'll be target number one. Put him on in prison. Why am I not prison?
Yeah, that's a great point.
So that tells you right there, this myth that brainwashed you with, that is just God. They'll take you down. Ooh, monster God will just strike at you. You need to watch third step, my friend. I'm going to take you on our website, okay? You go here, step three.
Step.
Okay? Step three. Here it is. Step three is realize IRS is mostly bluff. Let's make it a little bit bigger. People see is realize IRS is mostly bluff. Okay, they really are bluff. Okay, you still think they're gods. They can just strike you. Most everybody does. There's a reason, folks, these steps are there. You see, that's why the step one is, no, you're not required to file income tax, step one, right? Then you say, oh, but I'm going to file to be safe. Wrong. That's a dangerous thing. That's how you put rope around your neck. Then you say, oh, but the IRS will take my money if I don't file. I tell you, no, wrong again. IRS is bluff. These three steps are the most important key steps you must take on your own to free yourself. After this, is step four forward is downhill. And I could do the same thing with our, let's see, what was the other call I had on here, Jan. Folks, I'm telling you, I cannot convince you of anything. I'm just one man. Okay, I cannot tell you what to do. You got to deprogram yourself of the deception, right, of the lies, and free yourself from literally the powers in your hands. But you got to make the time. And how you do it is this. You drive to and from work, to and from gym, shopping, activity in your car. You're stuck in there on the roads. You put your smartphone up there, hook it to your car system or not. Let it play. Take what is 10 minutes to get your job or an hour. Doesn't matter. Let it play. You hear everything. You don't get to see it because you got to keep your eye on the road. Fine. Be safe. But listen. And you know I'm telling the truth because when you go late on eat lunch or dinner, put your smartphone up as eating. Let it play again. Oh, I can see what it's saying on the screen. Pause. I want to look at that screen. Is that what the law says? He's not making it up.
Yeah.
You see, you do that. It might take you days or weeks. But you can get to those first three steps are the key. Got to do that for yourself. You got to find out for yourself, where am I coming from? What's holding me up? Do I know about the law that I'm not required to file income tax? Or do I think, well, I should file because it's the same thing to do. Or most of you stuck in this one, perhaps. IRS says, God, this is going to take my Social Security or paycheck or bank account if I don't file, right? So that's why I got these things on my website. Do that, and you find the truth. You find your freedom, my friends. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Let me get after that withholding stuff. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Tom?
I'll save the questions for later. I'll save the rest of those for another week.
Smart man. In fact, I just told my activists today, when people call the office, they need to direct people to our videos because they cannot give you a lecture on the telephone. They can direct you here. Go study for yourself and verify the truth for yourself, and you'll be free. And we're here to answer questions further. Okay? Very good, Tom. Thank you for calling, my friend. Anybody else with any more questions? You can raise your hand right now by calling the number 657-383-1755 and then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. So we see you have no more callers for tonight. So I'm going to thank you all. Oh, we do have a call for area code 919, looks like we have. Yes. 919 area code caller. All right, my friend. What is your first name? How did you hear about
it? Hello?
Yes.
Oh. Hello, it's Adrian.
And how did you hear about us, Adrian?
I viewed a video on Brighteon.com.
Very good. On whose show was it, by the way?
Gosh, I got to go back. It was under Freedom Law School, Red Pill Expo, Indianapolis 2022 presentation.
Very good. Very good. How may I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, do you believe that the Fraudulent Inflation Reduction Act will be enforced this year?
The Fraudulent Act, you're saying, which has been mislabeled Inflation Reduction Act, it's just a legislation, spending bill. It's a spending bill. That's all it is. It's already happened already. That's all it is.
Well, it included on the White House and the Congress.gov, it included enforcement of taxes upon the taxpayers.
And it was
promoted by the Biden administration as including an effort to make sure everyone is paying their fair taxes in order to reduce the previous national debt?
You mean the 87,000 agents supposedly IRS was to hire? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take you to our Odyssey channel. We have several different platforms we're on. Odyssey is the easiest one to use. When you go to the content page, okay, and you click on that, you type on the search on the bottom right, 87,000, okay? And you hit enter, and it comes up. So I've done a video on this thing. Here's the short video on this thing, 87,000 agents, okay, 30 minutes. That I did about 5 months ago. It's a longer one also. I did 46 minutes on this issue. So what you want to do is just watch his videos, and they will show you the truth about all this whole thing of 87,000 agents. The short answer to some of these things is this. Okay? IRS is an imploding agency. They have about 75,000 agents. No one exactly knows. It's a full-time equivalent. And they expect to be losing 52,000 of them within the next 6 years. Over half of IRS employees are eligible for retirement right now. So they hope and they wish to be able to hire 8,700 agents per year for 10 years to make up lost of all these most experienced agents they got with a bunch of newbies. That's all it is. It's not to have 87,000 people, you know, come after you. It's a myth. They're imploding anyhow. If they did do that, IRS would crush really quickly from inside. They're just trying to delay the demise of this, you know, fallen communist entity. Okay? Mm-hmm. So don't you worry about it. You're all good. What you want to do is to go to our website. Again, this is a question on step three. Realize IRS is mostly bluff. Okay? And then a god will take your money. 87,000 new agents, okay? That's just not a thing at all. Like, I think I have this on our page. It's that page right here. Okay? Okay? So all the stuff on this page. Again, you got to watch it. You got to watch this, Bob. This is a video, 1 minute. This is really a 1 minute video. It's just so wonderful, us versus them. And this IRS is just imploding, I should say, within. Collections are down by over 90%. Okay? So they're just really not what you've been deceived into believing they are. Any other questions, by the way, Adrian?
Yes, I just one more. As an employee working for a company, when it comes to the payroll deduction, such as Social Security deductions, what do I do in order to have the employer to discontinue deducting Social Security?
At this point, I do not have an easy answer for that. I'm sorry. At this point, I can only help you for sure to stop the regular income tax withholding. The Social Security thing is a project on my drawing table, which we try to do because most employers believe they have to withhold that. Okay, so right now, focused on stopping the regular income tax withholding and consider opening a business of some sort on the side at some point, become independent, then guess what? You no longer will have any Social Security payroll taxes to deal with at all. Okay,
that's true. Yeah, I just want to ask you one more. Have you ever referenced to a book called Freedom from Government, How to Reclaim Your Power by Trent Goodbody? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Never heard of his book. Sorry.
Yeah, the reason why is because I just purchased it recently. I was researching something else and I saw his name, and I didn't get to read the references, but he covers what you cover in your videos, and even more so about the history of the United States, what are actual laws as opposed to what are not just rules and orders. And he did go over Social Security, but I didn't.
What's the name of the book?
I work a lot, so I'm trying
Freedom
to
government.
Catch up.
What's the name
but
of
I
the
didn't
book
get
completely
to find out
Freedom.
What
I'm
he was recommending
right
to do for Social
Agent.
Security payroll.
Agent, hold on.
Yeah.
Before you advertise the book, which is okay with me, but let me type in the full name. Freedom from Government, what's the rest of it?
Oh, Freedom from Government, How to Reclaim Your Power.
And how do you say his last name?
And the last name is G as in George. G O O D as in David. B as in boy. A U D Y.
Goodbody.
Yes.
Well, that's quite different than what it sounded like at first to me. Let me see. Okay, came up on Amazon. Okay, all right. Well, I'll check it out. Let me see what it's about.
Yes, but he was very instrumental in a couple of questions that I had, but I I didn't get to the Social Security information here. But he's very, very helpful and informative.
Okay. You know, let me tell you something. I don't want to put anybody down because I'm not trying to do that. Okay. But a lot of good meaning people have theories out there which are basically false. Wishful
mm-hmm.
thinking. Okay, this sounds like one of those, okay, because I don't know, it sounds great, last sizzle, reclaiming your power sounds good, but you see, what did they talk about? It says the difference between a right and a privilege. Income tax has nothing to do about the difference between a right and a privilege, none
mm-hmm.
whatsoever, okay? And how to get remedy for inherent rights violations? There's no simple, quick, easy plug it and play whenever a government agency wants to validate your inherent rights. There's no, you got no court procedure, techniques. It's like a basketball game, soccer game. You don't win it just because, oh, quick way to win any basketball game. No, it takes skill to play basketball. The way you go, the movement, dribble correctly, pass correctly, shoot correctly, it all takes art. Legal work is the same way. It's not just, oh, hey, everybody, do this, you win any basketball game. So when people offer this stuff, that's his book. You see that they know this is, you know, based upon usually falsehoods. See? Okay. And also talk about the jurisdiction issue. Jurisdiction usually means some basic legal theory to get out of the jurisdiction. Like a sovereign citizen, you name it all capital letters, or you're not a U.S. citizen, or straw man, or you name it all capital letters, difference between right and privilege. So, agent, be very careful. Look for proof. Do not believe me or anybody else out there. verify the law for yourself. And that's what most people don't do. I got involved in the movement just like you with baseless legal theories first, back in 1992. The adhesion contract theory that somehow I unwittingly signed things that tied me to the system forever, and I have to cancel, revoke, and rescind those ties. Nonsense for $1,500. Then I paid 7 months later $800 to become a state citizen. So I spent hundreds more in different seminars about uniform commercial code, common law versus statutory, admiralty jurisdiction, all this kind of nonsense. Okay? That is all literally nonsense. Congratulations, you came across Freedom Law School. I eventually found people that knew what they were talking about and taught me to do things the right way. Okay? You see, when you go up to Freedom Law School, the difference is this. What I'm teaching you is not just that. Here, you see my screen? This is not my opinion. This is a federal regulation. Okay? This is not my opinion. This is the federal law, okay? This is not opinion. This is a photocopy of the law from the U.S. government's official legal website. So anybody can write a book, that flies in my backyard. I have a chicken that lays, that gives milk. I have a cow that lays huge eggs. Really? Sounds fantastic. Wonderful. Prove it. And you find they have no proof of this theory they give you. This is where they correctly accuse us sometimes of being a conspiracy theorist, because these are baseless theory. There's a conspiracy fact and there's a conspiracy theory. That stuff is theory, which is baseless. What I show you is verifiable from government's official legal websites. What you see here is Title 26, Federal Tax Law, right here, from the Internal Revenue Code. Yeah, I have it right here in my hand. I'll show you. Here it is. Internal Revenue Code, this is federal tax laws. That's some opinion, some essay, somebody wrote a book. Okay, it's like verifiable stuff right here. So be careful not to just go with any good-sounding sizzle. Look for the stage. All right. Any other questions, Adrian?
No, that'll be all for now. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Adrian. Thank you for calling. All right, folks. With that, I think we're done with anybody's questions tonight. I bid you all good evening. And let me remind you, if you've not been to our website, that's where you want to go first. Okay. Start at restorefreedoms.org or freedomlawschool.org. Okay. Never get involved here. Pay the swamp. And we can keep you safe guaranteed. And 7 steps are all right here. Remember, the last part is key. Spread the word. So please tell others about us. I've been at this for 30 years now. I'm not the newcomer. Johnny come lately. Started 3 years ago, 5 years ago. No, I've been at this, folks, for over 30 years successfully, myself and my students. And I want to share that with you because I love for you to live free, my friends. Have a lovely live and let live freedom for your life for you to enjoy. With that, continue on your path to freedom. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Thank you.